When you look back at what Stephon was able to do early, what did that kind of, how important was it to get him going early in a game like that in the conditions?
At Green Bay. Yeah, no, it's important. He needs to be involved in the game plan. He needs to get his touches. And we were fortunate to get him the ball early, and then certainly he did a real nice job on the touchdown catch as well. Very competitive, energetic guy. He certainly meant a lot to us this season. So we need to get him involved early and keep him involved throughout the game.
This offense has benefited from balance the past couple of seasons with regard to him and Thielen and Rudolph with the yardage production. Last year was one of the top tens. They're within that range again. Just talk about what that gives you when you have that many weapons.
Well, philosophically, I think it's important. Number one, we run the ball well, and then that sets up a lot of different things. Obviously, you're able to throw the ball, and especially play action, movements, nakeds, whatnot. It's also important that you attack the whole field and you spread the ball around so that they've got to cover all your eligible guys. And we're just really fortunate here that we've got a lot of skill players that can make plays. And so that's how we set this thing up. We have a game plan each week where we can go in and throw the ball to any and all of them. And for the most part, they've all done a good job.
Now, what's the biggest thing Case Keenum's mobility has done for the offense as a whole?
Well, he's able, number one, people think first of his ability to extend plays, which he's been able to do. I think it's super important that you move the pocket for the quarterback, you know, and there's various ways to do that, and we try to employ many of them. And then I think he moves in the pocket well, where he clears his sight lines where he can make a throw. So, you know, those are all the elements of mobility. At some point when it breaks down and he's got to take off and run, he does a good job of getting positive yardage. Typically, if you're going to drive the ball against these good defenses, somewhere in a long scoring drive, the quarterback's got to do something with his feet, and he's been able to do that.
Talking to some players about the strong season you guys have had in offense, they cite the fact of your ability to make use of the best plays, make use of the talent that you have, and be adaptable. Would you kind of agree with that in terms of your philosophy? Adapt to what you have, kind of?
There's no question. I think this game is about the players, and we're fortunate to have a lot of good players. But each guy does certain things well. So we're constantly looking at and trying to focus on the things that they do well. And I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm a big fan of plays that work, and typically the players make them work. And so we're willing to change and morph and do what we have to do to run things that our players can do. And I think it's a credit to them because, you know, we just didn't plop down a playbook and say, this is what we're going to do. We're constantly changing and morphing and, you know, trying to get to the best plays that work against the defense we're facing.
How do you define how much Pat Elflein is meant to, you know, establishing the ground game?
Well, quite a bit. I have a huge appreciation for what a center does. I played the position, and having watched it over the years, football's like baseball. You need to be strong up the middle, you know, and you got to have a good catcher and a good pitcher, you know, and I think a center being able to obviously block his guy but direct the offense is critical. There's too much that goes on with regard to defense, and he's got to be able to get us going in the right direction. So, and then you got to be able to blink fast, make a good decision, and if we're going to run off the cliff, we're going to all go the same direction. And I think Pat's willing to do that, and typically he's right.
You obviously had a taste of being a head coach in Cleveland. Is that something you aspire to do again, to be an NFL head coach?
You know, I think I'm staying in the moment, and I think that's an important piece. I'm not sure what a good hire you would be if you weren't focusing on the job that you have, and I think that's where I'm at. I certainly enjoyed being a head coach. There's a lot that goes into it, and I learned a lot from the first time around. But right now, and there's time for that. You know, this is not like college where you have to quickly hire someone and get to recruiting. You know, we've got a lot of football left to play, hopefully, and that's what our focus is. And then if something like that comes down the road, then, I mean, you get to the business of hiring a staff and putting a team together and roll. But at this point, we're just And I know I'm certainly staying in the moment and worrying about playing and beating Chicago.
Are you ready personally, though, if a team wanted to interview you during the playoffs, that you're potentially ready for that?
At some point, if somebody wants to sit down and visit about being the head coach, I can talk about a job that I've already done, and I can talk about how I'm better since I did that job. And that's sort of what the conversation would be about.
With regard to a 1,000-yard running back, that used to be kind of like the really goal at the start of the season for a lot of guys, but Jarek has kind of gotten to that mark with receiving and rushing. He's on the verge of hitting that. How much more now are running backs asked to help out so much in the receiving?
Yeah, I think because you have to be able to catch the football at all the skill positions, you're seeing more and more and more where teams are utilizing the running back as a receiver. Lots of empty sets, a lot of running back, like primary throws from the backfield. And then the utilization of the running back as a check down when you're trying to get that ball downfield and you can't for whatever reason. And so he's able to do that where he's primary or he's a check down, or we extend him as a receiver. And I think that's important. And I think that helps you play good offense. Quite frankly, there's not much role for a skilled player in offense if he can't catch the ball. And the running back's no different.
If Pat can't go, I guess Berger would potentially be the center, I would imagine.
Yeah, we'll just have to see how that plays out. But he's certainly, he's our backup center at this point.
Who would be the backup after that? Do you have a guy in the existing roster, or Cornelius Edison would he have to?
We're working on it. Yeah.
Who can play center in emergency?
Well, we're going to find out as we go here. So okay. I'll let Coach decide.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good.